Third floor, Gateway.
Welcome to Campus Roundup, published by The Gateway, the University of Alberta's official student newspaper. Campus Roundup is our bi-weekly podcast with all the important campus news you need to know. My name is Lachlan, and I'll be joined on this podcast by the staff of The Gateway, who have been working to cover the issues affecting you. Welcome to Campus Roundup, Episode 3. Today, we're going to be joined by Lily, our staff reporter, as well as Martin, our news reporter, to cover the most recent issues in the past 2 weeks. To start off, we're here with Lily, who's going to talk about Students Council. Lily, how are you doing today?
I'm okay. It's too cold for me. How are you?
I'm doing good. I love the snow, so I can't complain. I can hear the judgment in your voice, but we'll move past that. Let's get started with Students Council. So, which Students Council meeting are we discussing today, and what were the main topics that you saw at the meeting?
So I'll be talking about the most recent council meeting, which happened on November 29th and held at Campus Saint-Jean. The main discussion from this meeting was about the proposed tuition increases for 2023-24, and in other council news, two councillors have resigned.
So we'll come to the resignations later, but let's start with the tuition increases for 2023-24 academic year. So can you talk about the presentation about that, and what are the proposed tuition changes?
Of course. So Melissa Padfield, the Deputy Provost Students and Enrollment, presented on the proposed domestic and international tuition increases for 2023-24. For fall 2023, the proposed increase on domestic tuition is 5.5%, and it is also 5.5% for international tuition applying to students who entered their programs prior to 2020. That is prior to the cohort-based tuition plan.
So 5.5%. How did the university come up with that number?
So these increases, according to Padfield, are aligned with the Consumer Price Index. A CPI is measured by the Government of Alberta and is then provided to the university. Tuition increases for this year are capped at the CPI of 5.5% under the tuition fee regulation. So therefore, the proposed increase is the maximum allowable increase. The U of A chose the maximum allowable increase due to inflation. Padfield said that the university calculated that our inflation is about 4%, and if that 4% is applied to the university's overall costs, the anticipated increase in expenses is $41 million. And according to Padfield, roughly $26 million of the $41 million would need to come from tuition sources so that the university can present a balanced budget to the government.
So our tuition, at least for some students, is going to go up by 5.5%. Where does that money go? What's it funding?
So Padfield said that the tuition covers the salaries of instructors, recreation and maintenance of classrooms and study spaces, supplies related to instruction and supplies used during instruction, utilities, maintenance of the research enterprise that supports instruction, and libraries.
So you mentioned that for international students who started their degrees prior to 2020, their increase is 5.5%. But what about international students who will be newly entering programs at the U of A?
So for international students entering new programs in 2024, there will be a 6.5% increase in the international cohort-based tuition. According to Padfield, this is due to predicted inflationary increases.
So at the student council meeting, there was a discussion period. What were some of the key questions and answers that you noted?
I'd like to talk about two questions asked. There were a multitude of opinions and questions, all of which were very important, but I'll focus on the two questions I think many students have. So the Students' Union Vice President, Operations and Finance, Julia Veloso, asked Padfield if the increases will be reinvested into financial support for students, and if so, how that will be done. Padfield responded that tuition offset rates are being maintained. For domestic tuition, 15% of the incremental increase of the tuition will go into financial support. Padfield also mentioned that over the last 4 years, there's been a 90% increase on the amount of money that's gone into need-based funding.
So what was the second question you wanted to talk about?
The second question I'll talk about is one that a student submitted over Zoom. Quote, I'm 19 and almost 30K in debt, and 90% of my classes are taught by me from PowerPoints that I could have Googled myself. I do not feel like I'm paying for quality education. I'm paying for the printed piece of paper that I'll receive at the end of my studies, a paper that is becoming increasingly irrelevant in the workplace as higher and higher degrees are preferred. Why is tuition being hiked without any meaningful changes to the quality of education? End quote. Padfield encouraged the student to reach out to their faculty if they're in a particular program, as well as the university if there is a struggle of getting value out of the courses associated with that program. She also said that this isn't something she wants to diminish and that this feedback is very important. Padfield also said that the quality of a U of A degree is a very high quality degree, and, quote, as we continue to rise in rankings globally, that increases the value of that piece of paper, end quote. In regard to the students' concern, Padfield said the following, quote, I recognize for individual students, some of those experiences are not bearing out the way that they had anticipated, and we have to do better to make sure that the vast majority of students have the experience they expected when they come and feel that it is worth the cost of the education that they're paying for, end quote.
So thanks so much for that, Lily. The second part of that council meeting you wanted to talk about was the fact we had two council resignations at this meeting. So who resigned and why?
So prior to this meeting, two counselors, Jashin Mahal, a former arts counselor, and Mobashir Khan, a former science counselor, have resigned from Students' Council. Khan resigned due to them, quote, not being able to devote enough time to the Students' Council, end quote, which was said in their resignation email to Christian Zukowski, the speaker for Students' Council. In Mahal's resignation email sent to Zukowski, they had a different reason for resigning. Quote, I took some time to think about it, but student governance has been a disappointing experience, or I had an unrealistic expectation to begin with. The issues that require genuine attention are often sidelined or are unfortunately buried under thousands of rules. The institution is sadly run under a veil of privilege and ignorance. I don't have a lot of confidence in the council's effectiveness or motives, and I'm not committed to the process at this point, end quote. These resignation emails were included in the late additions for Students' Council on November 29th, and the resignations have since gone into effect.
Thanks so much, Lily, for covering that Students' Council meeting and all the effort you put into that.
Thank you.
Campus Roundup is supported by our donors. The Gateway proudly produces free-to-access content thanks to the support of our monthly contributors. You can support the Gateway and keep our journalism free to access using the donation button at gtwy.ca. Next up, we have Martin, our news editor, who's going to talk to us about how the U of A has been changing in global rankings for universities, as well as a quick recap of sports. How are you doing, Martin?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, so let's start with the U of A's rankings. So what's happening?
So the University of Alberta has seen a rise in ranking in multiple university and subject rankings. The university was ranked fourth in Canada, according to the U.S. News 2022-23 Best Global University Rankings. And in the Maclean's 2023 Canadian University Rankings, the U of A had five subjects placed in the top six nationally.
So let's take a little bit of a closer dive in those rankings, starting with the U.S. News one. What can you tell us about how the U of A did in their rankings?
So in these rankings, the U of A had multiple subjects increase from the College of Health Sciences, gastroenterology and hepatology led the U of A in subject rankings for the second year in a row, ranking third in Canada and 33rd globally. The university also climbed to 55th in cardiovascular systems and to 63rd in microbiology. Other notable rankings from the College of Natural and Applied Sciences include artificial intelligence at 52nd, plants and animal science at 76th, mechanical engineering at 77th, and polymer science at 99th. Subjects with tied rankings include engineering at 85th and environments and ecology at 75th. In agricultural sciences, they also improved, climbing from 58th in the previous year to 38th, and food science and technology was also ranked at 48th.
Thanks so much for that. So let's take a look at the second ranking that you mentioned, which was by Maclean's.
So in the Maclean's 2023 Canadian University Rankings, five U of A subjects were ranked top six nationally. These subjects include nursing, education, computer science, engineering, and business. So these rankings placed nursing third, education third, and business sixth. Engineering and computer science were both ranked fifth.
So how do they come up with these rankings?
So the rankings are based on 12 performance indicators in the five key areas of students, faculty, resources, student support, and reputation. The U of A placed in the top 10 in Canada for all of these performance indicators.
So for your article, you actually spoke to the president of the University of Alberta, Bill Flanagan. What did he have to say about these ranking changes?
So the president said that the rise in rankings is great news and that he was proud of the U of A.
So I'm enormously proud. I mean, I've always been proud of U of A, but to see us our global recognition to continue to grow is something that I think we can all be really proud of at U of A.
The president noted that the increase in rankings was a collective effort. He said that the rankings reflect the global impact the university has had in research.
This is very much reflects the strength of our faculty, our staff, our students, our reputation with employers.
He also said that one reason the rankings are important is that it indicates the university is being increasingly recognized around the world. The increase in rankings also helps to attract people to the university.
I mean, everybody wants to be at a great university that's on the rise, that's doing important, meaningful things that have an impact on improving people's lives. Every student wants to come to that university.
So what does President Flanagan think about the long-term implications for our global rankings?
Flanagan said that he is expecting the upward trend in global rankings to continue. He said the U of A's prospects to continue increasing in global rankings is really strong, and he hopes to continue to grow enrollment and to share the U of A's story externally, not just in Canada, but with partners across the world.
Now, when it comes to the U of A's rankings, it hasn't always been good news. I know we've reported previously on drops in rankings too. Can you touch on those previous problems that we've had with our rankings and how they play into the current ones?
So yeah, in recent years, the U of A declined in some rankings, such as the QS World University Rankings. In these rankings, the university ranked 90th in 2018 and dropped to 126th in 2022. Now the U of A is seeing an upward trend in these QS rankings, and we were ranked 110th in 2023.
The last 2 years have been very enormously challenging for the university with the financial challenges of COVID. Very challenging for our students, no question. So that we're seeing all of these encouraging trends in global rankings is of great, great significance. And I can say
Flanagan noted that in the Times Higher Education World University Rankings, most Canadian universities besides the U of A decreased in ranking, with the exception of the University of Toronto, which held their position. So in these rankings, the U of A increased from 125th in 2022 to 118th in 2023. Flanagan concluded by thanking students as they are a big part of the increase in the rankings.
And so I'm just really grateful to the enormously talented students that we have at U of A, right from undergraduate to PhD to postdocs. And as I say in my lab tours this week, I've met many of them, and it's just extraordinary, the talent that we're drawing from around the world, across Canada, around Alberta, of course, but also around the world. And it just kind of fills me with pride every time I meet another really talented, remarkable student who's doing amazing things at U of A.
Thanks so much for that, Martin. So, you want to talk about sports to wrap up this episode. How did the Bears and Pandas swimming teams do at the recent Canada West Championship?
So at this championship, the U of A teams both finished fifth. They combined for 5 medals, 3 silver and 2 bronze. And the winners at the Canada West Championship were the men's team for the University of Calgary, and the women's team for the University of British Columbia.
So looking long-term, what's on the horizon for sports at the U of A?
It was recently announced that the Pandas basketball team will be hosting the 2024 U Sports Women's Basketball Championship. This is the first time the Pandas have hosted the championship since 2001, and the championship will be held in March.
All right, thank you so much, Martin, for coming on the podcast today, and thanks to Lily as well. Thank you for listening to Campus Roundup, produced by The Gateway. You can catch up on all of our content at gtwy.ca or our Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. Campus Roundup is also a newsletter delivered right to your inbox every 2 weeks with all of the important stories you need to know. You can sign up for our Campus Roundup newsletter at gtwy.ca. Thank you.